This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage, and you can send us any questions or problems through there. And, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Great to have back in studio Mr. John Hinkle of Online Trading Academy. Back when we started Haystack in 2009, boy, one of the first companies that came on with us was Online Trading Academy. So, John, the years are passing.
They are, unfortunately.
They sure are. I just turned 60 not recently, and I was called a couple of high school buddies. I was like, man, how is that possible? It's hard to even say 60.
Age just kind of happens. Time never stops for, it doesn't stop for anyone. It just kind of keeps on going.
That's for sure. All right. Online Trading Academy. Again, they've been with us for a number of years, did our TV show over at CBS for a number of years, and still actually do that. And John's on with us quite a bit here on Haystack, but radio. But John, this is something, boy, I tell you, finances, everywhere you go, everybody's worried about finances, the market, and all the things. So what are you hearing right now of students that are coming in, of why they're coming to Online Trading Academy?
I think it always boils down to a couple of things, but ultimately, most people want more security and control in their lives. They want to have more say in the things that they do. They don't want to be told what to do by other adults. They want to do the things that they're passionate about.
Right. And, you know, it really runs the gamut. I had somebody the other day I was talking to about, and I said, man, you ought to go to this class. And they said, well, I'm probably pretty old for that. And I said, no, you have no idea. I said, it runs the gamut of age, doesn't it?
Yeah, first off, Scott, just a little bit of background about us, if I could. We're the world's leading financial educator. We teach a very precise, patented, step-by-step process on investing and trading in the market, and it's something we've been doing for over 20 years. And you asked a little bit about ages, age groups and stuff. And we've had students as young as 16 and as old as 90. Now, and most people fall somewhere in the middle, obviously. But trading and investing is a skill just like anything else. And it's something that people need to learn how to do.
Sure. Now, do a lot of the students that come there are a big percentage of them already in the market in some way? Or is it kind of a 50-50 deal?
You know, it's kind of mixed, Scott. We have a lot of students that have been in the market maybe for a long time. Maybe they're not getting the kind of returns they're expecting, or maybe they're concerned about the risk of a significant pullback would have on their portfolio. That's something that they've saved their whole life. On the other hand, probably at least half the people that we get are brand new to trading and investing. They've never done any trading. They've never invested at all. Don't know the first thing about it, and it's a great way to kind of find out about that.
Right. And, you know, that's not really a bad thing, because if I don't really know anything about it, I'm probably going to be a better student because I have no preconceived ideas.
You know, we've got some of our most successful students are people that came in, were complete novices, didn't understand a stock from a stick, as one of our folks likes to say. And we can teach them what they need to know from the ground up, step by step, basically.
Right. John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. And again, if you're looking for something to do different with your finances, I highly recommend John and his classes there. And John was kind enough to do something for us here, a little bit of a special, because you do a half-day class. And, you know, back when we met years ago, I was kind of overwhelmed at the fact that you would actually give something like this away. But you said, hey, I just want to see, you know, if it's right for somebody. And I mean, a lot of businesses aren't like that. They charge it, and then you figure out if it's right.
Yeah, we've got the half-day class is really popular with our students. During that half-day class, we're going to show you how the market really works. We're going to talk about making more money with less risk. We're going to talk about how to keep more of your money, how to pay less in taxes, and we're going to show them a step-by-step process that they can go through to really make the market start working for them.
All right. How many of those could we give away?
How about 15 today?
15. All right. Call 303-217-4511. And again, this is a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But during the class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. And as John mentioned, you guys are the largest financial educator. You got 40, I think it is?
More than 40 centers all over the world, including a beautiful campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center.
All right, so call now, 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and tell them you'd like a ticket for a free half-day class. They can go over all the dates with you. You can also visit their website for more information at tradingacademy.com. That's usually one of the first things I have to straighten out with people when I say, hey, have you ever thought about Online Trading Academy? And, you know, everybody thinks it's an online deal, but
we are a bricks and mortar campus, Scott, and we have been since the beginning. We've been around for over 20 years, as I mentioned before. We've had, you know, over 250,000 people have been to one of our 40-plus campuses all over the world. And we teach in a real hands-on manner. We believe that people learn, especially adults learn, best by understanding the process and then actually doing the process. You know, getting your hands on the computer, actually making trades. And that's how we teach our students.
Right. And, of course, a big player in this, so to speak, is your instructors. And I was watching a segment with you the other day on TV, and you made a statement that a lot of the instructors, or several of them started out as students there.
Yeah, in fact, most of our newer instructors started out as students. So, you know, once they become successful traders, in a lot of cases, they love the way that the Academy impacted their lives. They love the classroom experience, and we're really drawn to teach other people. So they know what it's like to be a new student learning this, and that's one of the things that makes them such effective instructors.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned before, there's a lot of reasons why people come to this half-day class. And again, if you're just joining us, John's offered us some free passes for that. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you a free pass for this half-day class. And this is over kind of in the Tamarack area, right off of Hamden and I-25. And, again, a great, great, beautiful campus there. But for people that come in, just a lot of different reasons of, like you said, and I think taking control of their finances and their life a little bit is huge for everybody.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and like I said, the reason people come in, it's pretty diverse. I had a guy came in the other day who was in a company that had just been through a round of downsizing, and he wasn't let go, but he had some friends that were, for him it was important to have a source of income that couldn't be downsized or outsourced. I have a lot of people come in, you know, that are kind of our age, mm-hmm. that are 50 and 60 years old, and getting up near retirement, and realize they don't have enough, and, mm-hmm. and they need to find a way to grow the money that they have saved faster so that they can have the kind of retirement they envision.
Right. So when you see kind of what the market's done the first half of this year and now second half, what are you kind of forecasting out there? Just you need to learn these patented methods?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting, Scott, is, you know, we are into the longest bull market in history, going off the 2008 lows. We had a huge start to the start of this year, and since then we've given all those gains back. So if you've been just a buy-and-hold investor, you haven't made anything this year, and you're certainly not making anything in interest with the bank account. However, if you're trading this market, we've had some phenomenal moves, and the opportunities are there if you have that skill set to make money when the market goes up and down. Some of these huge 1,000-point days that we've had are just right in our wheelhouse, really.
Right. So what are some of the most common mistakes people make? You know, when they come in and let's say they come to your half-day class and they say, yeah, I've been in the stock market, but, man, I've just messed up so much? Because most of the time, if we hear about a stock, a friend tells about something, oh, you ought to get into this, it's probably too late, right?
It probably is. Not always, but, you know, everyone, you know, the Monday morning quarterback
sure.
goes on. But I think if you talk about mistakes that people make, I think the biggest mistake most people make is letting their emotions get the best of them. They want to buy. They have the fear of missing out. When the market goes up, they want to buy. And when it goes down, they panic and sell at the exact wrong time. And if you think about it, the market is one of the few things that people buy when prices get higher, which is the opposite of the way we buy everything else. So one of the things we teach our students is have a plan that you follow to allow you to make the actually make money on those moves rather than do the exact wrong thing.
Sure. Again, I don't know if all these passes have been taken yet, but go ahead and call. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, 303-217-4511. This is a half-day class where you will really learn all about what Online Trading Academy is all about. Seating is limited, so call now, 303-217-4511, and you can visit their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, when people talk about retirement and everything, I mean, I was talking to some friends the other day, and a guy really thought he was all set up, but they had some medical issues that came up, and the guy had really worked his tail off to really be set up. But medical issues came, different things, and illnesses, and man, the guy says, there's no way I'm going to be able to retire now.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You bring up medical issues. There's a recent article, I don't recall if it was Forbes or Barron's, that suggested the average married couple in their retirement will spend more than $300,000 out of their own pockets in terms of premiums and uncovered medical expenses, prescriptions, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, people think they're ready. You know, I had a guy come in, he's got $1 million saved. He, you know, thought he was all set. And the reality is, if you've got, depending on your lifestyle, you know, in this case, this guy wanted to spend around $100,000 a year in retirement. He didn't have nearly enough money. He didn't have nearly enough money unless he could increase his rate of return, and then he'd be okay. But if you think about it, most people underestimate how much money they need, or they need to get a higher return, one or the other.
Sure. And so just to be clear there, buddy, I mean, when we talk about Online Trading Academy's patented methods, we're talking about where they can actually learn the same things as Wall Street people, big bank people, and all that.
Yeah, we've delivered educational content for the employees of the New York Stock Exchange, the employees of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So we have, and many of our instructors also come from Wall Street and mm-hmm. South Street in Chicago. So we have, you know, a lot of ties to that part of the business. In addition to, you know, all the things that we've developed over the last several years.
Right. Again, this is a half-day class, and John's kind enough to give Haystack Help Radio listeners a free opportunity to come to this class. Listen, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived for callers who mention Haystack Help Radio. Call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511, and their website is tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have in studio now a young lady I really have met through email quite a bit over the last year, and invited her in and thought this would be an interesting topic. And it is Bridget Woods. She is a professional haberdasher. Is that close?
You got it right.
Haberdasher. All right. Bridget Woods. She is with Tom James Company. And so, Bridget, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It is nice to meet you in person finally. So, before we get into the haberdashing, okay, let's talk about you a little bit and your background and how you got into this end of clothing.
So I'm from Florida, went to Florida State University, graduated in 2010, and I was part of the National Collegiate Sales Competition. So students would compete against one another to be a part of the top 10, who would compete against one another to be a part of the top 2, who would represent the school. And so we had about 200 sponsors that wanted to be a part of this, because you have all these sales professionals, all these students who are up and coming, and Florida State was number one that year. Okay. So Tom James was a sponsor of ours, and they said, if you come work for us, we'll move you wherever you want. I said, great, get me out of Florida.
That'll work. I hate
the humidity, the bugs, and all the snowbirds, and get me out west. And so I started with Tom James out here.
Wow. So is there Tom James? Does that mean he's still alive? And
so Tom James is still alive.
Okay.
He was one of the original four founders, and then he decided this wasn't for him. He left the company. Right. We decided to stick with the name because it was very English, and Spencer Hayes was our founder, and he liked how it sounded, so he kept it. And Spencer Hayes, our founder, passed away last March.
Oh, okay, great. Well, not great. Okay, good information. Okay. All right, now... So is this mainly men's?
No, we do women as well.
Okay.
So very corporate.
Very corporate.
So it'll be anything from your suits, shirts, sport coats. You know, you have your jeans, your casual wear. And then with women, we can do dresses and skirts as well. But then we also take care of a full casual line from jeans to polos to T-shirts for our men.
Wow. You know, because styles change, you know, so much. How do you guys stay on top of, you know, current styles and different things? Do you guys go to shows or?
There's ongoing training
Okay. Every
single January and July, but we keep up with like anyone else would. You know, we're aware of who our competitors are, you know, what are the magazines showing, you know, what's the television showing, what do you see on Instagram? And then as a haberdasher, you know, you have your own tastes, you have your own outlook on things,
Sure. And
then you get to decide. So I love being able to tell my client, you know, hey, John, maybe we should consider looking at this. Or what do you think about putting this on? A lot of men are creatures of habits.
No, I'm telling you.
You stick to what you know,
right. And
then you end up with 20 shades of blue, one purple shirt that your wife got you, and then that's it.
You've been in my closet.
I have.
Okay. So, I mean, how do you get and I'm going to stick with men kind of, but like I say, some guys like solid, you know, shirt. So everything they've got is just a solid shirt. You know, we're not in with a striped dress shirt with the pattern tie, and it looks just like too much going on to some of us, you know. So how do you get them to open their mind a little bit to say, that really, really looks good?
Everyone wants to be complimented. Whenever someone compliments you, you feel your best because you think, oh, this looks good together. But when you have a secondary resource like myself telling you this will look good on you based on who you're seeing, what you're doing, based on your skin tone, trust me. Mm-hmm. And then you put it on, you get a couple compliments. Then from there, it opens up the door. So when I suggest something else that maybe is outside of your comfort zone, you're totally in.
Right. Again, Bridget Woods is with us. She is a professional haberdasher. I don't know if I've ever said that word till today, but glad to have Bridget in. Give out your office number for people that want to have questions?
So I'll just give out my personal number.
Okay.
So it's 727-512-2694. And then my email is b.woods@tomjames.com.
All right. So 727, and that is a Florida number probably, mm-hmm. but local. She is here. 727-512-2694. So if someone wants to have a meeting with you, how does that work, and what does that first appointment look like?
So I'll typically go to their home or office, whatever is most convenient for them. I go to you. I mean, that's part of our business model. We work with busy professionals who don't like to shop, who don't have time. I sit down, I figure out, you know, what are you doing on a day-to-day basis for work? Mm-hmm. What does your weekends look like? And then I figure out, based on that, what's your skin tone, what's your physique, what's your inventory? I make notes of everything that you have. That way, when I make a suggestion, it makes sense.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, when you go to the mall or you go to a store, you stick to what you know and you end up just replacing things. And so, again, my goal is to branch you out from what you're comfortable with and show you different options. And then at that point, I make my recommendations. I have all my fabric samples with me. I'm the one that does the measuring. I take about 52 measurements depending on what it is that you're getting. We're vertically integrated. We own all of our factories. We make all of our fabric and cloth. So then you get consistency. When you go to stores, every 34 jean fits differently. Every large shirt fits differently. So it becomes trial and error. With me, I eliminate all that since.
And I think we've all been there as guys. You know, you get a shirt and like say, you say, hey, this is the measurement I wear, but the sleeve's too long or the sleeve's too short. And they don't fit right. But when you get the fitted type shirt, I mean, I'm sure it's just a totally different thing.
And then we have you dialed in at that point. So I meet with my clients 3 to 4 times a year, kind of depending on their needs. And then I just show up, show great ideas, and you either say yes or no, and go from there.
Okay. So, in just fabric choices alone, I mean, that's got to be a lot of things you carry around and walk in an office with.
Hundreds. I carry about 9 department stores with the fabrics at any given time. But no one likes to be overwhelmed, so that's why I like to ask a lot of questions on the front end to figure out what's important to you. That way, in my mind, I'm just narrowing it down. So at the end of the appointment, I'm showing you maybe 1 or 2 folders at the most and pointing out a few fabrics that I think make sense.
Right. It seems like a lot with, again, just focusing on the men here, but like pleated front in pants, some of us need.
Totally.
We have bigger thighs, bigger backside, but it seems like they're hard to find because all these different mannequins, all the different male models, you see these guys that are just rail thin, but then, you know, for lack of a better term, athletic build. Or just bigger build, can you still do those if somebody wants a pleated front?
Pleated front, if you want a pocket on your shirt, if you want a button down, I can make your left cuff bigger to go over your watch. Any minor detail that most people would never think about, but they get frustrated, I can overcome.
Okay. Now, everybody's like, okay, all this sounds nice, but it's probably millions of dollars. So if you're just talking about percentage-wise, if that's a fair question, I don't know the best way to ask this, really, but if percentage-wise, I mean, first of all, it's going to cost more because it's tailor-made for you. So what are you looking at range of cost, you know, for shirt, suit, whatever?
Everything's based on fabric and construction. So your shirts are going to start at around 117, depending on a couple of value packages we have. Slacks are at 167, sport coats 545, and then our suits start around 699. So it's very comparable if you're going to your Jose Banks Men's Warehouse. We won't compete with stores like Ross, Marshalls, but everything else, I think.
And you're not trying to.
And we're not trying to. It's not a target market. Right. But for people who, you know, don't have time to shop, don't like to, you know, they can't find things that fit well, they don't have a knack for an eye to put things together, I'm a good alternative.
Well, and I think, too, a lot of times in your box stores, we are losing the customer service factor of people. I mean, they may be short in one department and send a guy or gal over to work in suits, and that's their first day, and they're just, you know, letting you try on whatever. Because they don't care what you buy. They're
right.
on commission.
And they don't know who you are. They don't know right. if that color looks good on you. They don't know if you already have three in your wardrobe. I've been doing this for almost 8 years, so I'm pretty confident in my product and expertise.
Okay. So what happens? How much can you, because a lot of us will go on different diets, and all of a sudden, and guys lose weight a little bit faster than women. So, I mean, a guy loses 25 pounds. Now he's just spent all this money on this deal. I mean, alterations there. Most of the time, or sometimes you just got to get new stuff and be proud you lost 25 pounds.
You could have worse problems, for sure, but we do have a 30-pound culling allowance. So if you gain or lose up to that amount, we can take in or take out a garment without destroying the structure of it.
Okay.
So that kind of solves that issue. And we have a 6-month grace period where if I deliver something and you lost weight in 6 months, if you let me know, I'll take care of it. But after that, I'll still take care of it. I'll just charge you what my tailor charges me.
All right. Bridget Woods is our guest, professional haberdasher, and her number, if you would like to meet with her, and she comes to you, you can't beat that, 727-512-2694, 727-512-2694, and again, she's with Tom James Company. So do most people do things by seasons? They kind of say, hey, I'm going to shop for the fall with you, and then you get back with them in the spring. You said like 4 times a year. Is that usually the best way to do it so it's not overwhelming for either of us?
Typically, I have a lot of clients who, you know, enjoy knowing that I know what's on their calendar. So if I ask you, what do you have going on in the next 6 months? You tell me you have 4 to 6 events. I keep track of that.
Right.
That way, every 6 to 8 weeks, I can send you ideas and say, what are you going to wear to this dinner? What are you going to wear to that gala? A lot of men, they're just a day of. They don't like to prepare or plan when it comes to their clothing. So having someone that
you know,
can...
guys, pretty good.
So knowing that someone can help you with all of that makes it just very useful.
Right. So, I mean, needless to say, you can tell in 30 seconds you love what you do. What gives you that greatest satisfaction of doing this day in and day out and dealing with guys like me?
I really enjoy serving my clients. We work with busy professionals, and knowing the fact that this is one less thing they have to worry about, mm-hmm. that when they wake up in the morning, they can just go in their closet, put a few outfits together, walk out the door knowing that they look good, they feel good, and if something were to happen to it, I mean, it's clothing, it's not indestructible,
sure.
that they have someone on their team that's going to help them. And I'm that person. Behind every successful man, there's a team,
yep.
and I want to be your image consultant when it comes to that.
Do you see ties coming back to be a little bit wider? I hate this thin little ties. Again, on thin, really tall guys, they look great, but...
2 3/4, like you're now modern, fashion forward. 3 1/4, you're happy medium. Any Jerry Garcia or like flat print tie, just donate it.
Okay. So let's flip to the women's side here a little bit then. And tell us from the women's side what that appointment looks like the first time.
Same thing. Okay. I go through your wardrobe, figure out what you have, what you don't have. What fit issues, you know, with women, we're more curvaceous, we have more opinions, so we want things to fit a little bit differently. So having someone that can say, okay, based on your physique, this is what I would recommend. Sometimes even being in our own skin, we don't know what looks good on us, so having an outside perspective is always really nice. You know, we do jackets and blouses, skirts. It is a little bit more corporate, like we're not going to be your go-to person for
sure.
your weekends, but if you have a special event or an occasion, having a good outfit or a couple of outfits is always very useful.
Right. Now, the women, I imagine, even more than guys, although I know a lot of guys that are into shoes, but shoes kind of make an outfit, too. Do you help with that?
Thankfully, we don't carry shoes because right. you're right. It would be a big issue for me personally because I love shoes, but I love making recommendations. So if I know a client shops at Nordstrom's, I'll look through the different brands and say, okay, you have this outfit. Let's go ahead and look at these two shoes. Or I'll suggest a style based on, you know, the type of pant that we made or skirt.
Okay, great. Again, give Bridget a call, 727-512-2694, 727-512-2694. She is a professional haberdasher. I got to get that word in one more time. She is with Tom James Company. And Bridget, we'll have to do this again.
I appreciate it. Thanks for
awesome.
Having me.
You're welcome. This is Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome in studio now Dr. Dean Anderson. He's a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. They're located at 8400 East Prentice Avenue. 720-851-9694 is the number, 720-851-9694. Great to see you, Dr. Anderson.
Good to see you, Scott.
It's only been about 5 years I've tried to get you to do this show. No, you're a busy man.
Well, here we are.
Great to have you in. I tell you what, it's the first time you've been on. Let's give a little background about yourself and then kind of an overall view of your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I'm Dr. Anderson. I've been in practice here in the Denver area for since 2002. It's been the past probably coming up on 9 years where the sole focus of our office has been the treatment of peripheral nerve pain. So we work with a lot of patients who are diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. We've got a treatment that we use in our office for nerve pain that patients are dealing with, which is commonly burning, stabbing, shooting, electrical type pain. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of 100% of what we do these days.
Wow. Yep. So when we talk about the word neuropathy, I think I've mentioned some people, like, what is that? And other people absolutely know what it is. But give us just kind of that definition of neuropathy.
Absolutely. Neuropathy is nerve damage. And we specifically see patients who are dealing with peripheral neuropathy. So this is neuropathy of the peripheral nerves. And these are nerves in our feet, our legs, our hands, our arms. Usually, Scott, when this starts off, patients will notice some altered sensation. You know, they'll start to feel kind of numbness or tingling, pins and needles in the ball of the feet or their toes. Mm-hmm. As the condition progresses, it can start to work its way up the extremities towards the knees. Usually the symptoms are pretty equal bilateral, you know, one side compared to the other.
Right.
And then the other thing that'll happen as it progresses, symptoms will intensify. So patients will start to have more of the sharp shooting electrical nerve pain. Patients have a lot of numbness, and because of the numbness they have real issues with balance and stability. We see patients who don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. So, again, peripheral neuropathy is damage to peripheral nerves, and these are the nerves in our extremities.
Now, are there different types? You use the word peripheral neuropathy, right? Yeah. Is that the main term, or?
Yeah, you know, it's the main term, but there are different types of peripheral neuropathy, and more importantly, there's different causes. You know, that's usually one of the more common questions that patients have when they come in, is some people know why they have it, and mm-hmm. there's always something that causes it.
Sure.
Patients are very familiar with diabetes being a common cause.
Sure.
But other things that can cause this are any real issue with blood sugar. Patients who are even pre-diabetic can end up with peripheral neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. Certain chemotherapies are known to cause neuropathy.
Oh, okay.
It can be side effects of statin medications. It can be a result of an autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problem. So one of the things we really focus on when patients come in the beginning is really getting an understanding of why they have it, what's causing it, because, of course, that's going to be a real key in successful treatment with that individual.
Sure. So walk through that kind of initial consultation. I mean, you know, what are some of the questions you just ask, you know?
Yeah, well, commonly when patients are coming in, my goal as a practitioner is to figure out if they're a good candidate for treatment.
Sure, see if you can help them.
Absolutely. So when I sit down with patients, I'm going through a very thorough health history with them. And again, this is trying to help me understand not only their symptoms and how it affects their daily activities and what their goals are, but, you know, I need to understand a lot of background. I need to understand other health conditions they have. So we spend a lot of time in the beginning and really just gathering information. The other thing we do at an initial consultation is we go through a very specific peripheral neuropathy exam. There are some specific tests we do which help us understand the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, you know, and all of this information is going to really help determine if we can help them.
Sure. Dr. Dean Anderson is our guest once again. He's a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center and the owner of Front Range Medical Center as well. His number is 720-851-9694. And I didn't ask you this before we went on live radio, but is it a free consultation?
Yeah, the consultation when patients come in is a complimentary consultation. Okay. And Scott, that consultation includes, you know, a chance where I can sit down, go through their health history. I also go through that neuropathy-specific exam I mentioned, and I review past medical history. So oftentimes after patients are in that first appointment, we do request some of their past records to look at. Okay. And again, this just starts to help me understand why they have neuropathy, what's causing it.
Sure. Do you see, is there a age range in this? Does it happen mostly with people, let's say, over 50? Or do you sometimes see it in people 30, 40 years old?
I mean, I've had different ages, okay. Absolutely. But more commonly, my clientele are patients who are, you know, 60 or over.
Okay.
Neuropathy, again, is usually caused by something, some other health condition, you know, some autoimmune inflammatory condition, a blood sugar problem. So as, you know, our health kind of degenerates as we age, we'll tend to have, neuropathy.
Yeah.
So point is most of my patients, are usually 60 and over.
Right. Would you say it most of the time it affects diabetics, or sometimes, hey, there's really no sign of diabetes, but they still can have this peripheral neuropathy?
Absolutely the latter.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be blood sugar problems. I mean, it is the most common cause that I'll see to neuropathy, blood sugar issues, but I see a lot of patients in my office who have neuropathy as, you know, results of side effects of medications because of autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problems. So there's a long list of things. You know, liver, kidney issues can cause neuropathy. So it's not just blood sugar problems.
Right. So I know the word cure, or, you know, we stay away from the word of curing something, but is this something that your goal is you're trying to get them as close to a cure as possible, or is it really a managing type of deal that you go through with a process like yours?
Yeah, no, I want to start off by just talking a little bit about the treatment we do, because that'll help me better explain some of our objectives and goals with patients. We do a treatment in our office that's electrical. It's called electronic signaling treatment, and it's the most advanced form of electromedicine. It uses really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And our whole objective with the treatment part of what we do is to treat the patient's symptoms of pain. You know, they're burning, they're sharp, shooting electrical pain. So the treatment's very effective and good at being able to handle nerve pain.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of what we do is we work a lot with the underlying issues of what's caused that nerve pain. So if patients have blood sugar issues, if they have inflammatory problems, if they have autoimmune issues, there's also things we're doing to address those underlying issues. So then once they go through treatment with us and we treat their neuropathy pain and they're not having the burning and they're not having the stabbing pain and they can sleep at night and they have better sensation, so they walk better, it doesn't come back. You know, so you have to be able to do both. The treatment we do, this technology allows us to treat the nerve pain, but then we're also addressing those other issues along with it to allow the patient to have a good prognosis. So to answer your question of, is this management, is it a cure? I never use the word cure. We can't make new nerves.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's not what we're doing. We're treating nerve pain with a treatment. But the objective is to be able to get a patient to, let's say they rate 80% improvement when they're done. You know, they're not having the pain they did, and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy hikes with their family and go to movies and, you know, have a good quality of life. Well, we want it to stay like that.
Yeah,
so we do follow-ups with patients, and patients will sometimes have to do ongoing things, not in the office, but if they have neuropathy because of blood sugar problems, mm-hmm. then they're going to have to keep their sugar stable. Because if it's not, then it could come back. You know, so gotcha. What we do is we want to take patients from point A to point B, and then we release them from care. We don't expect this to come back, but there are ongoing things patients have to do to make sure that those underlying issues don't trigger their neuropathy symptoms again.
Sure, sure. It's amazing that no matter what type of doctors I have in to do interviews with, how much our diet affects so much of different conditions.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Dr. Dean Anderson's with us. Again, it's Front Range Medical Center, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. Now, this consultation he just talked about has a $120 value, but again, if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, they will get you in for that free consultation, and you can also check them out online at advancedneuropathytreatment.com.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Let's change that website. Website's no longer active, and we've switched it. No problem. Yes. The website is denverneuropathy.com.
Denverneuropathy.com.
You got it.
So denverneuropathy.com is the website for that. And again, only for our Haystack listeners can you call and get this free consultation. It's 720-851-9694. So this must be, I mean, anytime we have pain, it's miserable, but... Wow, this must really change people's life when they go through this condition of neuropathy.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Scott, one of the most rewarding things for me when I see patients is a lot of times patients are told in dealing with neuropathy that nothing can be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a common thing that I see. And a lot of patients coming into our office are, frankly, very skeptical because they've been told nothing can be done.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm always very upfront with patients, and I tell individuals we can't help everyone. You know, but if their neuropathy is not too severe, and if we can figure out why they have it, you know, treatment's going to be effective at handling the nerve pain. And we address those underlying issues, and we balance their sugar out, or we decrease their inflammatory issues, or, you know, they have their prescribing doctors take them off the medications that maybe caused it. Their prognosis can be very good. Mm-hmm. So one of the most rewarding things is to see patients who, you know, thought that they were at a point nothing could be done, and that they, you know, were going to continue to struggle just trying to sleep at night, or they weren't going to be able to travel with their family because their mobility was so bad, or, you know, they couldn't simply go on a hike because they hurt so much.
Right.
You know, for those patients to get results and for them to be able to do those simple things, you know, it's very rewarding. So, you know, for a lot of these people, it's, you know, they feel hopeless, and when they have hope, it's a nice thing.
Sure. Do you see that a lot? A couple minutes left here in this segment. Do you see that a lot where some of the prescriptions and medications people on really cause them more problems than good?
Man, it can, but it's such a fine line, you know, because there's a time and place for everything.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like I see patients who have neuropathy because of, you know, chemo that they've had. But, I mean, they've got to take chemo because they've had cancer, you know. So, yeah, it's just that kind of the fine line. So, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, we do see the side effects of medications, but, you know, I think everybody's always trying to do the best they can for their patients. And, you know, that's our goal in our office.
Absolutely. Give the office a call, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694, denverneuropathy.com. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and it's a free consultation. Dr. Anderson, great information.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms.
You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center, here in Greenwood Village. Their address is 8400 East Prentice Avenue, and the number 720-851-9694. Dr. Anderson is the owner and a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, and going to talk about neuropathy today. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, see a lot on TV. Radio is a little different. Hey, yeah. Be a little more casual and don't have to worry about it so much.
I'm glad to be here.
It's pretty easy, so good deal. So neuropathy, boy, you see the term a lot. You see some ads on it with TV, radio, all the different things. For those just joining us, let's tell them a little bit about what neuropathy is all about.
Sure. Well, you know, what we see in our office is a lot of peripheral neuropathy, and neuropathy just means nerve damage. We're specifically seeing patients with peripheral neuropathy, and this is affecting their peripheral nerves, nerves in their feet, their legs, their hands, their arms. And oftentimes when this starts off, Scott, patients will notice some form of altered sensation. They may feel like there's something in their shoe, like there's a rock in their shoe, but there's not. Or their sock's balled up, but they take their shoe off and it isn't. Hmm. Over time, it can become a little bit more intensified. You know, they'll have more tingling pain or pins and needles. It can eventually become burning, sharp shooting electrical pain. Oftentimes, patients with neuropathy can have a lot of numbness. And, you know, with the numbness, they can start to have real balance issues. So as the condition progresses, the symptoms intensify. And then the other common thing that will happen is it'll start to, the symptoms will start to move. You know, where it starts off in the ball of foot or the toes, it'll start to move up towards the knees. And it's just a sign of kind of progression.
Wow. Does not sound like a fun deal to go through at all. Now, let's talk about treatment. You know, you've been really concentrating on this for a number of years, and I'll say it for you, I consider you a leading specialist here in the whole Denver metro area for it. So talk about your approach to treatment.
Absolutely. What we do in our office is a treatment that's electrical. Nerves are electrical. What we do is called electronic signaling treatment, and it's a very advanced form of electromedicine. It incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And the whole objective with this treatment is to be able to treat the patient's nerve pain. So the patients who are having, you know, the burning pain, sharp shooting electrical pain, you know, we commonly see where patients start to have a significant decrease in pain. So as this happens, it's a lot easier for these people to be able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. We'll see patients who can start to enjoy outdoor activities and go hiking. They feel more confident in their stability. Their balance can improve. So with this advanced treatment, we're, you know, treating the symptoms of nerve pain that patients are really struggling with.
So when that person is going through this with neuropathy, is it something where it's kind of a 24/7 kind of a pain, or is it hit different times throughout the day, or is just everybody different with their symptoms?
You know, it's different, but I will say early on it's usually something that patients will notice more in the evenings or at night, you know, and oftentimes it's because they're off their feet, you know, they're kind of relaxing and they think about it a little bit more, so it's more prominent. So in the beginning, it's more patients will tell me, hey, it comes and goes. They may not notice it during the day unless they're really thinking about it.
Right.
But as it progresses, absolutely, I'll see patients where it's more constant. You know, I'll have patients who really can't escape the discomfort and pain they're dealing with. It's 24/7, and that's where it becomes pretty debilitating.
Does our diet play a big role in neuropathy?
Yeah, it absolutely can. You know, you bring up the real question, which is, you know, what are the causes to neuropathy? And yeah, most people come into our office because of this advanced treatment we do and the results that we get. But I never want to lose sight of the fact that there's a reason patients have it. And a lot of people, when they come in, they're told, hey, it's idiopathic. They don't know why they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And to those individuals, I stress there is a reason. So when you look at causes to peripheral neuropathy, the most common cause are blood sugar issues. A lot of people associate neuropathy with diabetes. But even patients who are pre-diabetic can end up with neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. We see it as a result of an autoimmune issue they have or chronic inflammatory problems. It can be because of liver or kidney problems. So
right.
There is a reason patients have it, and that's one of the real keys. It's not, you know, just treating the nerve pain. It's making sure we know why they have it, and we address those underlying issues as well, and that's what's going to allow patients to have a really good prognosis.
Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center. Once again, their number is 720-851-9694. And talked to Dr. Anderson a little bit before our segment started, and he's kind enough to offer a free consultation. This is a $120 value, but if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, let's talk a little bit about what that initial consultation will look like.
Absolutely. When patients come into our office in the beginning, Scott, I sit down and really just spend a lot of time going through health history. You know, I want to be able to understand not just the symptoms that they're dealing with, their neuropathy symptoms, but we want to understand how it affects, you know, their daily activities and really what their goals are. And then we start to dive into, you know, their past history, because I need to be able to get an understanding of why they have it. Oftentimes after these initial appointments, we'll request past records because I want to be able to comb through past blood work. And this is all to make sure we have a good grasp on what's causing it. You know, the initial consultation that, again, is complimentary also includes a chance for me to be able to really assess and go through a neuropathy-specific exam. So we can determine the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, and this is also part of what helps me determine if we can help.
Sure. So is blood work something that you'll usually look, will that show, yeah, you've got neuropathy, or you just kind of look for different symptoms in the blood?
Sure.
Panels.
The exam that we do in the office will help me determine if they have neuropathy and nerve damage and the type of nerve damage and the severity of it. You know, we look at blood work patients have had done, usually from their primary care doctor or other doctors that they've seen, so we can understand maybe what's causing it. You know, are there blood sugar issues causing it? Is there possible inflammatory issues or autoimmune issues causing it? So we're usually looking at past records or blood work to get an understanding of, hey, what's causing the neuropathy that the patient has.
Right. You know, you've been doing this a long time in the chiropractic world, so you've seen people where pain has really made them give up the things they love. And like you say, whether it's hunting, fishing, outdoors, hiking, playing with grandkids, whatever, pain will change your life.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot for patients to deal with, and especially, Scott, when it becomes, you know, 24/7 and
yeah.
It's chronic. I see where, you know, it affects patients, you know, their moods. There's patients who are depressed because of it. It affects their social activities. They don't want to be out and socialize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it affects their relationships. So, you know, it can be very frustrating to deal with.
Right. Any patients come to mind, oh, maybe over the last few months where, boy, they came to you and they say, wow, you know, I've been living with this for so many years and I've been told by many doctors there was nothing. And you know what? Hey, you know, hey, if we get them 100% better, great. But you know what? I'm telling you, man, if you can get people 50 to 70% better,
yeah,
most people will take that all day.
Absolutely. And that's what I always tell patients in the office, Scott, is, you know, what we do is not a cure for anything. You know, our objective with patients is, you know, to see improvement with them. And depending on severity, some patients are going to have a lot more improvement than others. But, you know, when patients can get, you know, 60, 70, 80% improvement, and maybe their pain's not constant anymore,
mm-hmm,
and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy those hikes we're talking about or playing with their grandkids. You know, it can be life-changing.
Sure.
It really can. And, you know, you ask about specific patients. I have a patient who's been in my office for a couple months. We're kind of towards the end of his treatment, but this patient's name is Gary. And when Gary came into my office, he was in a wheelchair. And Gary comes into my office now in a walker. And it's dramatically changed his life.
That's a big change.
Obviously, his mobility's better. I know his wife comes with him every time as well. And, you know, it's affected her life because she doesn't see him in pain all the time. And, you know, he's a lot nicer to be around. And
sure.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I always give Gary a hard time because when he came in, he had a, it was one of the motorized wheelchairs, and he just banged up my walls, and he was bouncing off him. So I always tease him about that. And now he's, you know, using a walker, and he doesn't have to worry about scuffing up the walls anymore.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
What would be your challenge to people out there that say, hey, you know, I've been feeling these symptoms a long time, I've been on medicines, and I've just decided to kind of live with it. But do you see people where they've just waited so long to come in, and had they come in maybe a year or two earlier, I mean, it could have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I guess, kind of two parts to what you're asking me. Number one, yeah, I see patients who come into my office and it's their neuropathy so severe that I can't help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, I'm always trying to be as upfront as I can with patients, so we absolutely see those cases. You know, the challenge, I guess, if there is for patients, it's the other thing that I see that's very difficult is a lot of patients dealing with this have been told, hey, nothing can be done for you. You know, you have neuropathy, you know, taking the medication to manage the symptoms the best you can do. So a lot of times patients have lost hope. And a lot of times when patients come in to see me, that's where they're at. And they're very skeptical. And I completely understand why. And so what's a big challenge for a lot of my patients, and I know it's where patients put a lot of trust into us, is that, you know, now they may have somebody such as myself saying, hey, you know, we've assessed you. I've looked at the neuropathy. We've got an understanding of why you cause this. We feel like, you know, we can help you. So sometimes it's a big hurdle for patients to get across mentally that, hey, I've been told nothing can be done, and now somebody's telling me that they can help me. So that's always a big challenge for patients as well. So one of the things that's just so important is for people is to just not give up, you know, because I commonly see patients who have been told nothing can be done for you. And, you know, we've been able to at times help those individuals. And again, we can't help everyone, but my job is to put patients in a position to succeed. And Scott, if they can have results and if, you know, they can get to where they're sleeping better, enjoy activities better, they're more stable, they have better balance, and they're not fall risks.
Sure.
And it's very rewarding, and patients are very appreciative.
Absolutely. Well, again, just a personal endorsement for Dr. Anderson. I've treated with him on some other different issues. I've sent personal friends to him for this neuropathy. And I'm telling you, he, and in my words, not his, but in my words, he is a leading guy here in the Denver metro area. So if you're suffering with this thing called neuropathy, give his office a call. If you're just turning on your radio, it's a free consultation. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. You can check out his website at denverneuropathy.com. Dr. Anderson, always great to see you, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thanks, Scott.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.